So there's this hidden source of heart attacks that rarely does anyone know about. And this is a book by Thomas Levy, MD. And so I'll put the link down below, but it was actually quite fascinating because I have personal experience with what I'm going to talk about. Let me first jump to the smoking gun, okay? I'm going to tell you what he states in his book. In 78% of 101 patients with myocardial infarctions, that's heart attacks, and occluded coronary arteries, they found DNA of pathogens typical for infections in root canal treated teeth. Now, this is pretty wild. I've talked about this briefly in another video, but the big question is, what are these pathogenic biofilm microorganisms doing in your heart? How do they get there? And what's the relationship to your teeth? Now, they also found these microbes also in the clots in certain stroke victims too. Just a quick story. I went to the dentist a while ago, and they're just doing a routine checkup, and he had this really cool, so I think it was called a 3D cone beam imaging system, where they basically can scan all the roots of the teeth and look deep inside for potential cavitations or like infections underneath the teeth. Now, I was also an x-ray tech before I was a chiropractor, so I was interested in to see what was going on. And so when I was looking at my teeth, I noticed there was this like huge dark little circle around one of my tooth roots. Of course, he looked at it and said, yeah, you have an infection going on in your tooth. Now, I had no symptoms whatsoever. So basically this infection, which is an abscess underneath a tooth, was eating away my bone. And so based on this book, it's the chronic long-term infection that can become a problem for people, not just for heart problems, but for arthritis and many other issues. And apparently it's quite common. If you look up the condition's name, it's called chronic apical periodontitis that many times doesn't have any symptoms. So basically, as you're chewing and things, you're pushing this bacteria deeper into the lymphatic system in your jaw and throughout the body. And Dr. Levy points out some really interesting data. There's basically between 15 and 25 million people a year that get root canals, okay? And his theory is that the root canal is where the problem is, because when they do a root canal, they go in there, they take out some of the pulp, and they try to sterilize it, and then they seal it. The problem is they also, at the same time, take out a lot of the tubules. You have like 1 or 2 miles of these small little tubes. And so as you scrape away this, you take away the immune system as well. So here we have this potential for pathogens to create problems, because it's nearly impossible to get rid of all the pathogens when they do this procedure. And so there's a high incidence of people with dental abscesses and chronic inflammation of the root of the tooth or the gums, and people who have heart attacks, which is actually very, very interesting. And many times this is missed on routine dental x-rays. One way that some people might pick it up is through a blood test looking at the C-reactive protein, which is just like a biomarker of inflammation. This infection could be in the tooth, it could be in the gums, it could be deeper into the jaw, and it can even be in the tonsils. It's the chronic exposure to these pathogens that create the problem, especially if your immune system is not strong enough to counter it, because these pathogens are creating a lot of what's called oxidative stress. Okay, now oxidative stress is basically a situation where you have a lot of free radical damage, but we don't have enough antioxidant reserve to counter that situation. I mean, think about how dirty the mouth is. You have over 500 different strains of bacteria, viruses, and fungus growing in your mouth. And then you also have this byproduct of the microbe, which is toxins that can then create more immune reaction, more inflammation in different parts of your body. Apparently, one of the ways the body reacts to this situation is by developing clots. And so over time, when this becomes more chronic, a person's going to generally feel fatigue, chronic inflammation, jaw problems, and sensitivity of the teeth. In my situation, I did notice when he removed the tooth, I immediately noticed my inflammation in my upper back and neck just kind of disappeared. So that was fascinating. But if I didn't get that x-ray and see that cavitation, I never would have guessed that would be the cause. But basically, we're dealing with a leaky bacterial overload situation that kind of causes a compromise to your immune system. But let's just say, for example, someone has this infection, right? And they feel a little tired, but they don't really know if it's coming from this area or not. You feel like your immune system is compromised and you are wondering if you have this oxidative stress overload situation. What you could do is just take 1 or 2 grams of liposomal vitamin C. It's not the vitamin C complex to fulfill a vitamin C deficiency. We're primarily using it as an antioxidant to lower the oxidative stress. And what's unique about this specific type of vitamin C is that it's one of the only ones that can go intracellular. I'd recommend taking maybe 500 milligrams several times a day. And this is because vitamin C is water soluble, so we just want to keep it flowing through your body. And the last point about this type of vitamin C is that it won't create diarrhea when you're taking large amounts like other types of ascorbic acid. But that would at least change the ratio of this antioxidant to oxidative stress level to see if that might help you. And if it does, and you feel a little bit better, and you feel like your symptoms might improve, then you can start to dive deeper into why you might have this problem. Is it related to diet? Is it related to not sleeping? Is it related to overexercising? Is it related to a potential tooth infection? But this is just a short overview of this topic. I would highly recommend getting this book. It's filled with a lot more data. It's actually quite fascinating. So I'll put the link down below.